Enjoy the pursuit of the good life. Cultivate refined tastes while exploring the growing interest in international gourmet food and wine. Learn traveling tips to exotic vacation destinations where the Epicurean life is enjoyed to the fullest. Whether in the Bay Area or around the world, the Epicurean Corner keeps you informed on how to spice up your life. Join Jenna Snow, your host, all next on the Epicurean Corner. Hello and welcome once again to the show. This is your host, Jenna Snow. And today with us we have Sir Jason Winters, who's going to tell us about what he discovered on his path to recovery from cancer. We want to welcome you to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Well, I am very impressed with what you have accomplished on your own. I know there's been so much research in the medical fields for a cure for cancer, and there are various forms of cancer, actually, and you have found one that specifically worked for you to cure cancer of the throat, tonsils, and tongue.
Well, we're not allowed to use the word
cure. Okay.
In America, but I should have died 27 years ago, and I'm still here.
So you did something right, Sir Jason.
Yes.
Well, let's talk about that. At the age of 46 in 1977, you were told that you had 3 months to live, and you were diagnosed with cancer of the throat, tonsils, and tongue. And a tumor had grown the size of a grapefruit and was strangling your jugular vein. Now, first of all, I do want to ask you, do you know why the cancer started? Were you a smoker?
Probably because I smoked 40 cigarettes a day and about a half a bottle of whiskey every day, and a wild life, you know.
So what happened after that? Obviously, there was no cure, especially no significant treatment back then, other than the very standard radiation, etc. But what happened? What led you on your journey, and how did you find what worked for you?
Well, they did give me a biopsy. Supposed to take a half an hour. It took 6.5 hours, and then they sewed me up. Nothing they could do, and so they gave me 52 shots of cobalt radiation on my face. I lost weight, I lost my taste, and lost my hair, so on. Then they told me nothing they could do, it wasn't working, prepare to die. So I started, like all true atheists, reading the Bible, and I was surprised to find that in the Bible it mentions about 27 times to use herbs for medicine. And then I found out that Buddha, 2,000 years ago, told the Indian people to use herbaline for their tumors. So I got a hold of the Archbishop of Canterbury, asked him what herb referred to in the Bible about curing all diseases. He said it was probably red clover, so I started using that as a tea, and it didn't work. And then I found out that herbaline was available in Singapore, the one the Buddha spoke about, so I started using that, and that didn't work. And then I remember when we were making movies with Audie Murphy in Arizona, the Western movies, the Indians used to cut down sage and chaparral and use it as a tea, while the white actors would be one side eating donuts and coffee and all that kind of stuff. And so I started using the chaparral and sage as well. It didn't work for me until I met Prince Charles. I was in the hospital for a 10th opinion. There was nothing they could do. Prince Charles came in and saw me and talked to me for a little while, became a friend of mine. I went home, decided to die at home, and mixed the three herbs together, the three herbs from the three continents mentioned by three prophets. And in 9 weeks, I was better. It made all the newspapers. Astounding result. Dr. Ian Pierce tested the tea in his laboratory, the mixture of the three herbs. He said they didn't cure any illness, but they purified my blood so much that my natural immunity started working and healed my body. He said that God didn't throw us down here and say, there's 10,000 fast food restaurants, pollution in the air, pollution in the water, have a good time. He gave us something in our body called the immune system to heal disease, and he put a herb on each continent to purify the blood so that the immune system could work. In today's troubled world, it took the combined efforts of the three herbs to purify my blood, and I got well. Since that time, we've been shipping this stuff to 70 countries worldwide. The governments in Japan has given us awards, Belgium, the Netherlands, South Africa. All over, everywhere we go, we get awards from governments. Even the United States Congress, which is enormous.
That is enormous, I have to say. You know, I have several questions for you, actually. Now, you've made very excellent points here. One is that on each continent, there is an herb that is a blood purifier that would have worked by itself. However, in today's world, it takes all three because that is how polluted and chaotic the world is today, that it actually took the combination of the three to work for you.
Yes.
Now, the other thing I want to ask is, have then these same results worked for other people or for other type of diseases?
Well, actually, if you purify your blood, the immune system, as Hippocrates said, gets rid of all illness. And if you purify your blood and the immune system works on everything, we've had results from everything except anything to do with the eyes. It doesn't help that whatsoever. But four countries in the world have published books with names, addresses, and phone numbers of people that have benefited from this. And I'm on my way to Japan on Monday to meet all of the people over there that have paying me to go over there to give a lecture, and the ones that have benefited. And the Prime Minister of Japan said it's possibly the healthiest drink in the world.
That was an excellent point about purifying the blood and the fact that if there's a cause for a disease in nature, there's a cure for the disease in nature. And as you were just saying, that it's actually within ourselves.
Yeah.
We have to purify our own blood so that our body works more efficiently. It's like using the highest grade fuel so that your body is purified and then the natural immune system can take over. Now, I do want to ask, since AIDS has been on the scene, has this worked for AIDS patients as well?
I don't know. We do supply a lot to the World Health Organization and also to many places in Africa. I think it would, although I turned down a television show the other day because they wanted to say that it did. I'm not prepared to say that.
You cannot firmly state that this is a cure for AIDS. You cannot say it's a cure for cancer.
Can I mention about Prince Charles? He was so astounded at my recovery that he started an organization called the Foundation of Integrated Medicine, where I'm now traveling the world appointing ambassadors for that federation, where we get all the healing arts, all the herbs, vitamins, nutrition, to work together with the medical doctors in hospitals and where everything is available to mankind when they go to a hospital so that they get the benefit of everything. They get better faster and get out of hospital faster.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like Prince Charles is very much a humanitarian as well as a prince, and that his heart is in the right place because he is actually trying to help the world as you are.
Yeah, well, the thing is that he's had some bad press because of his marriage, but there's quite an interesting story behind that, you know.
Yes, we know.
Yeah.
Many books, many movies, many television shows. It's sure from everybody's own point of view, but there's so much more to learn, and this is good news to hear. Now, what I did want to ask you is, how did you become Sir Jason Winters?
Prince Charles, when he found that I had survived, he sent Dr. Sir Henk Oswald of Amsterdam in Holland, he sent him and another investigator over to visit me. They looked through everything, all the awards. They were astounded. And they said, has it worked for anyone else? And so we showed them a barrel with about, over 1,000 letters, which are available for anyone to see, from people that have benefited from this. And the next thing I know, they were very satisfied. I took them out for dinner. They flew back again to Europe. And then I received first-class tickets to Malta, where they flew me over to Malta and was knighted in a great ceremony by the Knights of Malta, courtesy of Prince Charles. And gosh, the rest is history. We get all kinds of publicity. People keep on giving us awards. And the whole thing is this. I got into this because I was too terrified to die. And it turns out that cancer was the best thing that ever happened to me. Life is worthwhile. I don't smoke anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Life is wonderful. I just got married a little while ago to a Filipino girl, and we have two little boys. It's just amazing.
You just got married in your late 70s.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, congratulations. You have quite a story to tell, and I'm happy to be a part of being able to do that. Now, as far as this tea goes, first of all, I want to ask, why is it not more widely known in the medical world? That's what you're working on, is to get it into the medical world, into the hospitals, so that it can work side by side with Western medicine. That is exactly your goal.
They have to be very careful, and so do we. I got into this, what you would call alternative therapy, as you know, by accident. But if you investigated alternative therapy, you'll find that hundreds of people are in it. They're making atrocious claims. One book, The Cure for All Illness. Another one, The Cure for All Cancers. Another one, The Cure for AIDS. And when you investigate, as Senator Ted Kennedy told me, there's no basis to it. There's no proof. It's just in America, especially, a money-making organization. And it's very difficult for the medical association to say, okay, we'll accept this, everything. We're getting these awards because we work with the FDA and the government and the medical associations.
So it's gone on the scientific and the approved route as you would with any Western medicine. Well, yeah. This is just fabulous. And the ingredients, once again, are oolong tea.
Oh, yeah, it's sprayed on oolong tea. It's a herbaline, mm-hmm. red clover, and sage.
And you have two of them. One is your original blend, and then one is like a red raspberry blend. Oh, you have peach flavor as well.
Yeah, that's for restaurants all over Europe and all over Asia. Asia is devouring, just Japan alone, about 100,000 boxes of tea a month.
Wow.
It's just astounding.
It is astounding, but it also shows you that people are going back to basics. They're going back to what worked and is mentioned in the Bible.
We have to, because all the side effects from lots of stuff nowadays, my gosh, it's scary, you know?
Right, almost the treatment is worse than the disease. Now, let me just ask you some practical questions here. As far as this tea, how often do you drink the tea a day, and how long before you might see results?
Well, myself, I get it for free, so I drink 4 cups a day. I have done for 27 years now. The average person, 2 cups a day, and that's good. It gets them on the same basis and on the right track, and they start feeling a difference within about 10 days. If anyone wants to get the free catalog with the letters and documentation from Prince Charles and Dr. Ian Pierce from the British Medical Association, they just have to log on to the website or call an 800 number, and we'll be glad to send it out. And they're in for a shock. It's really something.
Okay, yeah. If you want to give us the 800 number and also your website.
The website is www.SirJasonWinters.com, all in small letters, and the 800 number is 1-800-387-4786. And if they just ask for the free catalog, they send out thousands and thousands every month all over the world. So we'd be glad to share something that's really exciting. As Dr. Ian Pierce said, isn't it a wonderful thing that something works for a change?
Really. And actually, the prices are very affordable. This is something that most anybody would be able to afford.
I think so, yeah. I'm not familiar with the prices because they're different in every country. Mm-hmm. But they are cheaper, I think, than ordinary tea, considering that if you order the tea bags, you get 4 cups of tea from one tea bag. And it's very economical that way. Or you can get the bulk tea that I use.
Well, it sounds just fabulous, and I'm definitely going to help spread the word about this wonderful discovery of yours from so many years ago that is still growing strong and proving itself over and over and over again. Sir Jason Winters, we want to thank you so much for joining us here today and telling us your story.
Oh, thank you. You're quite welcome. It's my pleasure. I just like to spread the good word, and people can see for themselves. I have nothing to do with the selling of this or anything. I did retire, but I'm their spokesman.
Yes, well, of course, and you are the prime example of how beneficial this tea is. And, Sir Jason, I want to talk to you another time about all of your adventures prior to all of this. It sounds very exciting.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, especially crashing into the middle of the ocean by hot air balloon.
Yeah, so you were one of the original adventurers, just like the Virgin Atlantic billionaire is today. You were one of the originals.
Branson, he's quite a nice guy, you know.
Is he?
Yes.
Wow. And so you did all of those things yourself prior to this next chapter in your life.
Yeah, we went all the way down the Mackenzie River and out into the Arctic by canoe and crashed Jaguar cars in New Zealand to test safety belts for the government and all kinds of weird thing. Said I had a death wish, but I guess I don't, because I was scared to death when faced with the truth. I was going to die, you know?
You know, isn't that the truth? People think that, oh, just get me out of this cruel world, and when they're actually faced with it, they don't want to go that quickly.
That's right, yes.
But it sounds like you had a purpose in your life, and we will share that with our audience here as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I hope to talk to you again.
Okay, me too.
Thank you.